play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg. Providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. Your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, let's send things to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Here in Janet Davis. He's earned varsity letters in basketball. He's a member of G Club and CARE. He is the son of the American Revolution winner at the high school. He's been on the honor roll every term in high school. He's 3A All-State Honorable Mention last year, unanimous Western Big Six All-Conference. He's also been all-tourney at Charleston Holiday Tournament, the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament, and twice at the Dunlap Tournament. His plans after graduation or to go to college, play basketball, and get a great education. Victor Davis. Starting lineups. First for the Blue Devils of Quincy, a 5'3 senior, number 4, Shelby Wires. A 5'5 sophomore, number 5, Anna Lienertz. A 5'10 senior, number 22, Stevie Noland. 5'9 sophomore, number 23, Brianna Schofield. And a 5'7 junior, number 32, Audrey Holschlag. Quincy, coached by Sandy DeVoe, assisted by Carrie Anders, Jeff Hibbert, Jeanette Botiford, Ryan Brown, and Demon Dade. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'4 senior, number 5, Maddie Boyer. A 5'6 junior, number 10, Ty Peachy. A 5'9 senior, number 12, Sarah Baker. A 5'7 junior, number 14, Jessica Howard. And a 5'9 senior, number 44, Shelby Pacheco. Silver Streaks coached by Mr. Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Howard, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger. Your statistician, Seth Peachy. Sarah Main and Lauren Riggs are the managers.
There you have the starting lineups for tonight's contest between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Quincy Blue Devils. Streaks 12-8 on the season, 0-5 in the Western Big Six. Quincy 10-6 overall, 2-2 of the Big Six. Quincy in their road blue, trimmed in white. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in black and silver. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along tonight on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. For Silver Streak girls basketball. In the center circle for the Streaks, Sarah Baker at 5'9", and for Quincy, Stevie Nolan, 5'10".
Some interesting lineup changes for Quincy in this game. They're two high scores from the last game against the Streaks, both not starting. Fletcher and Stevens on the bench.
Interesting tonight. Streaks win the tip. This is Sarah Baker at the top of the key. Quincy comes out in looks like a 1-2-2 zone. Ty Peachy on the right wing brings it out between the circles on the dribble. Nearly had her pocket picked by Wires. Ty able to get it back. Now Maddie Boyer left wing out between the circles. Sarah Baker back to Maddie left wing. Fires the three and got it. Streaks off to a good start. Three-pointer for Maddie Boyer. Streaks lead 3-0. 7:36 to play. Quarter number inbound by Shelby Pacheco. Wow. Foul called on Shelby, is that?
No, a foul called on Quincy. Good steal right there by Shelby. But coming in bounce with the ball was, I believe, Brianna Schofield, and she committed the foul. Nope. Shelby Wires actually is going to get called for the foul.
So Wires picks up the first foul of the ball game. This is Sarah Baker out high right side. Right winger goes to Ty Peachy. She fires a three and got it. Streaks lead 6-0. 7:20 to play. Quarter number one. Inbound stolen by Ty Peachy. Swings it over to Jessica Howard, right wing, fires a three, in and out, no good. Shelby Pacheco with a weak side rebound up off the glass and got it. Streaks off to a hot start, and already Sandy DeVoe with a timeout. 7:08 to play first quarter, a 30-second timeout. Streaks jump out to an 8-0 lead. Pretty darn good start there.
Well, it's a similar start to what we saw against Queen of Peace on Saturday, Tom. A very aggressive offense and an opportunistic defense is what we saw against Queen of Peace, and they jumped out to that, I believe they jumped out to a 15-1 lead, if I remember correctly. Yeah, and before the first bucket by Queen of Peace, and they came out shooting hot. Some of those points made right at the get-go for Maddie Boyer, so it looks like the Streaks are coming out with the same kind of offensive game plan to get after it tonight.
8-0 Streaks lead. Quincy inbound. Bring it the length of the court once again. In it comes to Wires. Now they swing it over, get it across midcourt to Lienertz. Lienertz out high on the left side. Now goes to the wing. Line change for the Streaks. Into the ball game. Katarina Mangieri, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, and Bailey Boyer. Shot up and no good. Down on the left block by Nolan. Now we're going to have a foul on the rebound and putback. It's going to go against Mickey Rodriguez. That'll be the first foul on the Streaks in the basketball game. Going to the free throw line, Stevie Nolan, a 5'10 senior.
Well, again, some interesting lineup changes. Stevie Nolan's one of the players that we did not see start down at Quincy. She did come in off the bench, though, and contribute 7 points. The other starter today that didn't start last game against us was Shelby Wires, and she's a very good defensive player, and she showed it against the Streaks down at Quincy.
First free throw ugly, the second one just as ugly, no good either, and the rebound comes down to Bailey Boyer for the Streaks. Quincy with some full court pressure of their own on the missed free throw. Cross midcourt left side, Katarina Mangieri gets to Jamie Johnson, left to the center circle, right wing to Bailey Boyer. Back to Jamie, top of the key, now goes to Bailey Boyer. Now right baseline, Mickey Rodriguez kicks back out to Bailey Boyer, and Bailey picked up the pivot foot and gets called for the travel.
Well, Bailey definitely missed right there. Mickey was wide open down in the corner. She did not see her initially. And then when she did find her, Mickey wasn't ready to shoot the ball.
Now a
turnover.
A good inbound, yeah.
Good defense again. They tried to throw it over the top of Bailey Boyer, but too far for Andrea Holtzlog to get to, and it rolled out of bounds.
So another Quincy turnover. Galesburg leads 8-0, 6:39 to play first quarter. Bailey Boyer with it out between the circles against the Quincy 1-2-2 zone. Dribbles right now back to the top of the key. Left wing gives to Katarina Mangieri. Katarina gives to Megan Young out high right side. Now between the circles, Katarina Mangieri to Jamie Johnson. Jamie dribbles to the right of the top of the key. Now to Bailey Boyer, and she traveled once again. Yep, went a little bit too quickly that time. Picked up the pivot foot before she got the ball on the floor. And the Streaks will bring back in Ty Peachy, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker.
Yeah, Bailey Boyer moving too much without getting that ball down.
Quincy breaks the full court pressure, but nearly a turnover on the other end, and tie up as Shelby Wires had to go to the floor after the ball, and Sarah Baker tied her up, and now the possession arrow pointing toward the Blue Devils. It'll be inbounding Brianna Schofield. And it comes to Wires, penetrates, scoops it up off the glass. Nobody cut her off, couldn't hit it. Rebound, Shelby Pacheco. Outlet to Ty Peachy. Tie down court to Jessica Howard, right wing. Jess picks up, gets to Sarah Baker, top of the key. Now Batty Boyer, left wing, left baseline to Ty Peachy. Swing it all the way across to Jessica Howard on the right wing. She'll penetrate and get pushed from behind, and a foul's going to be called, I believe, on Anna Lienerts.
Dangerous pass right there by Ty Peachy. She went across the lane over the top to the other side baseline-ish area to Jess, but luckily the pass did get there.
Sarah Baker with a shot from the right baseline. 19-footer, no good. Jessica Howard down with a rebound. Has it swiped away, though, by Wires. Now we're going to have a tie-up. Good hustle by Jess as she kept after it. And this time, possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, good idea right there by Sarah Baker, but she's got to take that shot initially. She kind of pulled up and waited a second and then took the shot, got herself out of the rhythm.
Right wing, Maddie Boyer fires a three off the mark. Rebound comes out long to Sarah Baker. Out between the circles, Maddie Boyer, a long three off the rim, no good. That was a little bit out of her range. She was just inside the volleyball spike line on that one.
Yeah, right there, Maddie's got to realize time to you run some offense. She got her shot at the basket. That one was not near as open.
Back in,
you could take that shot, but you want it in the course of the offense.
Back in for the streaks, Mickey Rodriguez.
Yeah, five-second violation.
Call. Yeah, 5-second call on Quincy. Streaks get it back on the turnover. Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson in, and Jennifer Markley in for the first time for the streaks tonight.
Well, Quincy definitely looks rattled by this streak press, something that I'm kind of surprised to see, being that they've already seen it once already this year, and they played Illini West, who runs a similar press.
By Megan Young. On the rebound, we have a tie-up between Jamie Johnson and I believe it was Schofield, and the possession arrow this time points toward the Blue Devils. Full court pressure again from the streaks. And it comes to Lienerts on the dribble, gets it across, and is stolen away by Bailey Boyer. Bailey in the backcourt on the dribble. Quincy picking up with pressure once again. And Bailey gets it across and gives to Jamie Johnson in the center circle. Left wing goes to Megan Young. She'll drive baseline. Now pulls back out. Gives to Jamie Johnson out high left side. Right wing it goes to Mickey Rodriguez out high right side. Bailey Boyer will fire the three. It's short. And the rebound comes down to Nolan for Quincy. And the outlet pass knocked away by Megan Young and goes out of bounds. And Quincy will have to bring the length of the court once again. 5:07 to play first quarter. Streaks with an 8-0 lead. A couple of threes. One from Ty Peachy. One from Maddie Boyer. And a two on a rebound putback by Shelby Pacheco. Inbound comes to Wires, swings it over the left side across midcourt into the paint, shot up and might have been partially blocked by Lienerts, had it blocked partially by Jamie Johnson, and Jamie's got it. She'll bring it across midcourt right side. Gives to the right baseline to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three. Bounces high. No good. Rebound Jennifer Markley on the weak side. Now the ball goes to the four. And we're going to have another tie-up. And Jamie Johnson there along with Wires and Nolan. And the possession arrow points toward the streaks. As Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, Katarina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, and Sarah Baker check back in with 4:46 to play in the first quarter.
Well, on that last press by the streaks, they got burned because Megan Young wasn't looking at the basketball. They threw it right over her head. In fact, she turned around and probably would have hit her in the top of the head.
Inbound play, right at the end it comes to Sarah Baker, right up off the glass, can't hit, but she's fouled from behind. I think this is going to go against Lienerts.
Well, hopefully, it will. Too bad it's not on Jordan Fletcher, though. She's in the ball game now, and she is a force, as we saw last time we played this team.
Now, Fletcher, a 6'2", just a freshman for these Quincy Blue Devils. So Sarah Baker at the line with two shots. First one is up and good. And that's nice to see after what the streaks did from the line when they played at Quincy.
Yeah, definitely. A terrible free throw shooting game for the streaks in that game, and that really kind of set the tone as far as the game went.
Second one up and good for Sarah as well. Make it 10-0 streaks with 4:42 to play here in the first quarter. Now bump foul is going to be called on Maddie Boyer. Tried to get the trap, didn't get there quick enough, and she bumped into Brianna Schofield. And that'll be the second team foul on the streaks. First team foul on Maddie. Inbounding is Schofield. And caught Wires going back door, but she couldn't handle the pass. Goes out of bounds. And another Quincy turnover.
Yeah, that's six turnovers already for the Lady Blue Devils. And not where they want to be right now at this point as far as the turnovers are concerned.
1-2-2 full court press from Quincy. Ball knocked away. Sarah Baker gets it back. Streaks going to have to hurry it across. And pass knocked away at midcourt by Schofield. And the streaks will inbound at midcourt.
Well, good job recovering right there by the streaks. But once you have that initial break, pass knocked away, somebody's got to dribble and collapse that zone defense.
Boyer between the circles gives to Sarah Baker on the left wing. Sarah dribbles right, now gives to Jessica Howard between the circles. Out high right side, Maddie Boyer. Backdoor pass to Sarah Baker over the top. Up off the glass and got it.
Maddie, a little alley-oop try right there to Sarah.
That was a nice backdoor play. Make it 12-0 streaks. Now a steal by Sarah Baker on the inbound. Throws left baseline. Jessica Howard fires a three from the left side. It's long. Bounces high. Rebound tipped out by Sarah Baker. Maddie Boyer has it. Gets to Jessica. Fired from on top of the volleyball spike line. Can't hit. Now Shelby Pacheco with a rebound. And kicks it out. Sarah Baker has the top of the key. Left wing, Katarina Mangiero fire a three. This one's short. Rebound tipped around and finally comes down to Schofield for Quincy. Gets it off to Nolan. Now this is Wires with it, and a timeout called by Quincy head coach Sandy DeVoe. And this is going to be another 30-second timeout with 3:42 to play here in the first quarter. And the Streaks pitching a shutout thus far, 12-0.
Yeah, the defense has looked very good. That was one of the things Coach and I talked about during the pregame show, was one of the biggest differences with his squad from the day they played Quincy down south to today has been the improvement with the press. A better job not allowing the long runners and the passes over the top, and a better job at just defending and setting those traps. We saw early in the season there was a lot of opportunities for the Streaks to get passes stolen away or steal passes away, but too often three defenders would all sink to the ball. Now they're doing a better job of doing the two-man trap and having somebody out there to try to steal passes.
Quincy will bring it the length of the court. This is Schofield with it. Gets it across midcourt to Nolan. Pass to the right wing. Comes to Jordan Eisenberg, who checked in for the Blue Devils. Eisenberg, a 5'5 freshman. Now Wires has it in the center circle. Trapped up. Gets out of trouble. Now dribbles left. Goes all the way to the baseline. Nobody cut her off. But we're going to have a foul on the floor before she got to the basket. And who's that going to go against?
Let's see. Looks, I think Sarah Nelson.
Yeah, Sarah Nelson, who's in for the Streaks, picked up the foul. That's the 13th foul on the Streaks. So Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Sarah Nelson, Megan Young, and Mickey Rodriguez in for the Streaks. Inbound comes to Wires on the left wing. Penetrates. Boy, she is quick. Throws up a wild shot in the lane and falls. 3:19 to play in the first quarter. Quincy gets their first basket. They get 12-2 Streaks. Right baseline, Mickey Rodriguez fires a three and got it. That is three threes on the night for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Make it 15-2. Now a pass by Quincy just thrown away. Goes out of bounds in midcourt. And the Streaks get it back on another Quincy turnover with 3:02 to play in the first quarter.
Well, good job by the Streaks again with the defense right there. Even with that basket, as you said, it was a tough shot for Shelby Wires. I'm sure Coach Massey would tell you all day long he'll give up that fading to the right, throwing it up over the top of the defense shot. If it goes in, it goes in.
In for the Streaks, Maddie Boyer, who fires a three from the left baseline. It's long. Rebound comes out. Long. Jessica Howard runs it down. Bailey Boyer now right wing. She'll fire a long three and got it. Bailey Boyer with her first basket. And that's four threes for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Also, Shelby Pacheco in for Galesburg. 18-2, the Streaks lead. 2:41 to play here in the first quarter. Nice pass from Wires to the left baseline. Fletcher can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down, and it's going to go off of Quincy last. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 2:35 to play. Checking into the Quincy lineup. Somebody, of course, not on the roster.
I think that's
Sierra Wheelock. Is that possible?
No, I think it's Misha Smith. She came in last time we played these guys, too. 52.
Okay. Oh, she's okay. She's number 30 on the sophomore squad, a 5'6 freshman. The scrum for the ball here at midcourt. And a timeout called by Shelby Wires. I don't know if you want to waste the Sandy DeVoe's looking, wondering why there's a timeout, but Shelby was just trying to keep the possession. I don't think Sandy DeVoe really wanted a timeout at that point, but
that's going to be a full timeout. That's what happens when you have players that watch NBA and watch watch college. They feel that they have the right to make that call.
Well, we'll take one as well. 2:24 to play in the first quarter. Streaks lead 18-2. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25, and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
2:11 to play in the first quarter. Pass down on the left block. Goes to Jordan Fletcher, the 6'2 freshman. Lays it up and in. Make it 18-4. Streaks down the other end. Megan Young has her shot blocked. Gets the rebound back. Puts it up and in. And one. Foul's going to go against Misha Smith. So Fletcher scores the easy one on the other end. Quickly back the other way. Megan Young. Nice job of hustle by Megan after getting the shot blocked against the Tall Timbers. And they're able to get it back and put it right back up. And draws the contact. Chance at the traditional three-point play. 20-4 streaks. 2:01 to play first quarter. Make it 21 as Megan Young converts a free throw. Streaks 3-for-3 from the line thus far.
Yeah, good job right there, Megan Young, getting out in front of the pack and then hustling to stay with her block shot.
I got to say, Shelby Wire is one of the quicker players we've seen this season, just not as good a basketball player as some of the other quick players we've seen.
No, she makes some poor decisions in there. That's probably why coaches had her coming off the bench.
Yeah, she just turned it over. Jamie Johnson with it under the basket, tried to put it up, no good, but she's fouled, and I think this one's going to go against, no, that one goes against Misha Smith as well. That's two quick ones on Misha Smith. So Jamie Johnson to the free throw line with two shots for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 1:42 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 21-4. Great crowd here tonight. Conference game. The pep band's here. The cadets are here. The cheerleaders are here after last Thursday night in the snow game with with Moline, where it was almost like a Saturday morning crowd, very sparse.
Yeah, much better crowd here, and they're seeing a good game. So far, the streaks have come out very hot. Still only 1:42 to go in the first quarter, though.
First free throw no good by Jamie. Second one in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher for Quincy. Outlet to Wires across midcourt, left side. Dribbles out of trouble, now goes baseline, drives in. Nice look underneath to Fletcher on the left block, up off the glass and in.
Well, they're going to have that all day.
Yeah, good decision by Wires that time. Full court pressure from Quincy. This is Bailey Boyer with it. Cross midcourt and throws it away. Tried to throw it over the top of the 6'2 Fletcher, and Jessica Howard was not able to get to it. And the streaks turn it over with 1:21 to play back.
No, they're talking that it was tipped, so they're going to give the streaks. And I think the streaks are getting benefit here because Bailey just had a very poor pass. She was trying to get over the top of the defense to Jess, and she just put too much air under the ball, and it went out of bounds. Yeah. And now the streaks are getting the ball back. I guess they're saying it was tipped by Fletcher.
And Fletcher had a chance to get it, but she didn't think she touched it, so she didn't go after it. Now a three-pointer from Jessica Howard. Up, in and out, back in. Her first of the game. Make it 24-6 streaks. Now going to the floor. Should be a travel. No call, but the streaks come up with a steal anyway. Shelby Pacheco has it. And pass run down by Jessica Howard. Now Bailey Boyer tried to get to Shelby open under the basket. Nice hustle by Wires to get back and knock it away with 1:05 to play. Back in for the streaks. Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Jennifer Markley, Megan Young, and Jamie Johnson.
Coach DeVoe must not have been too disappointed, though, with that call. She had the best view compared to us. She was right in front of the play, and it resulted in her team with a negative 3 points there.
Now travel called on Jennifer Markley after the inbound as she tried to make the pass to Mickey Rodriguez. I guess if the ball was tipped, she would be upset at her own player for not hustling after, because Fletcher really could have had that ball and didn't even try for it.
Definitely.
Now a steal by Ty Peachy on the inbound. Ty swings it right wing to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped out by Jamie Johnson. And finally run down by Darian Stevens for Quincy. Now a push call is going to go against Mickey Rodriguez. Her second foul. 14 foul on the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 51.9 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 24-6.
Well, this has been one of the longer quarters that we've seen in a while. A lot of stoppage based on turnovers and fouls.
Stevens kicks it out to Smith, top of the key for Quincy, right wing. It goes to Eisenberg, now on the block right side. Fletcher turn around high off the glass and got it. Fletcher with 6 of Quincy's 8 points.
Well, if I'm Coach DeVoe right now, Tom, I'm saying every possession goes through Jordan Fletcher. You have to have her touch the ball, because right now the streaks really don't have anybody that can guard her. And then on top of that, she opens up the outside. So once she gets inside, the streaks are going to be forced to double-team her, and then she can kick it back out for potential threes.
Streaks turn it over on the inbound. Quincy gets it back on the sideline. Eisenberg drives in left baseline, can't hit. Ooh, a blocking call is going to go against the Megan Young that got the call. Thought she was stationary there. No, Jamie Johnson with the call. That's her first 15 foul on its streaks with 33 seconds to play in the quarter. So at the free throw line, actually it's Darian Stevens, a 5'3 sophomore.
It was that charge circle in there.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what he was looking at. He kind of hesitated before he made the call. Free throw up and no good.
To be completely honest, I think that's a very good rule, and it's something that eventually I think the high schools will end up adopting.
Yeah.
Because it takes away the defense from getting a cheap play where you get that charge, where the offensive player really is in the zone where they're only making an offensive play.
33 seconds to play in the quarter. Second free throw is up. This one is good for Stevens. Make it 24-9. Full court pressure from Quincy. Streaks break it easily. Mickey Rodriguez out high left side. Gives to Sarah Baker between the circles. Sarah picks it up. Gives left baseline. Mickey Rodriguez left wing. Ty Peachy fires a three. It's short. Rebound comes down to Sarah Baker on the weak side. Puts it up. Shot blocked. And Fletcher has it. Now she lost a handle on it. Ooh, they're going to give it to Quincy. Thought it went off the Blue Devils last, but they'll bring it the length of the floor with 15.1 to play. Full court pressure back in. Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Mickey Rodriguez, Ty Peachy, and Sarah Baker.
A good job right there by the Streaks to reverse that ball around. Just got to get a basket by Sarah inside.
Now a steal by Mickey Rodriguez on the inbound, and she's right under the basket, laid it up and in. She's got five, make it 26-9, 5 seconds to play. This is Stevens, runs to the right baseline. Nobody cut her off, got a layup right before the buzzer. So Stevens with three quick points for the Quincy Blue Devils, but it's been all Galesburg Silver Streaks in the first quarter. After one, it's Galesburg 26, Quincy 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish.
Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
Foie gras.
Out of Collision.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Five three-pointers for the Galesburg Silver Streaks in the first quarter. More importantly, great defense forcing a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, very good defense. But the test of this team lately has been that second quarter. Two straight games, some tough quarters. I believe it was 25-5 they were outscored against Moline, and then 27-17 the Streaks were outscored against Queen of Peace. So seems to be the problem core for the Streaks. So let's see if they can turn things around here.
Just underway second quarter. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along tonight. Streaks lead 26-11. Ty Peachy, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Maddie Boyer for the Streaks. This is Jessica Howard. Gives to Ty Peachy out high right side. Fires a three. Short rebound goes off of Wires last. And the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline. They'll trigger again. It'll be Maddie Boyer to do the honors.
Wires seemed to be attached to Jess Howard because she just didn't pop off and grab that rebound. She tried to one-arm it and it went out of bounds on her.
Now Quincy switched to, I guess they're not in a man-to-man. It's more, they might be running a box and one. And
I think that's
Jess,
exactly what they're doing. They're trying to match up against Jess.
I mean, she hit one late in that first quarter, but you had Maddie hit one, Ty hit one, Mickey hit one, Bailey hit one, so... I guess pick your poison if you're going to run a box in one. You're better off running a triangle in two, but I don't think it really matters. Jamie Johnson for the Streaks gets to Shelby Pacheco on the block's right side. Shot blocked. Fletcher down with the rebound, but her pass is stolen by Katarina Mangieri, who's in. Now Jamie Johnson, top of the key, right wing to Jessica Howard. She'll fire the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Nolan for Quincy, and her outlet pass was kind of errant, but Stevens was able to run it down. Streaks with full court pressure. Stevens gets it across to Wires, out high on the left side. Wires swings it over to the right baseline. Nice look underneath. Nolan wide open under the basket, up off the glass and good.
Those are the kind of plays that I think Wires has the potential to be making more often, and that's the unfortunate thing for this Quincy team is she's very athletic and very gifted. She just makes bad decisions a lot. But we've seen a couple times now where she's made some excellent passes to open up teammates.
Long pass for the Streaks was tipped away and then went off of Shelby Pacheco last, so the Streaks turn it over. And now Wires, went, just as you said, she goes down and was a fairly good idea, but errant with the pass and another Quincy turnover.
Yeah, again, trying to lead Darian Stevens too much, threw that one high, and Stevens couldn't reel it in.
Back in for the Streaks, Sarah Baker, Bailey Boyer, Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young. Streaks need to get it across. They're going to get a 10 call, and...
There's a timeout.
Evan Massey called a 30-second timeout because he saw that coming as well. One pass had gotten knocked away. So the Streaks have a couple times had an issue with this. It's more of like a three-quarter court 1-2-2 press from Quincy, and the Streaks just haven't really attacked it that well early on. I mean, they have had a couple times where they've gotten the ball inbounds quickly and gotten it up court against it, but when they've taken their time slowly against the press, they just haven't sent anybody across the middle to attack it.
Well, Tom, I think one of the big issues, and this is no secret for the Streaks, is they don't have a great ball handler. They don't have somebody that can dribble through a press. A lot of teams don't. Shelby Wire seems to be able to do it for Quincy, but the Streaks don't have one. So the length really bothers them when they're trying to make passes, because Quincy's playing that soft zone so they can get more hands in the passing lanes.
Streaks nearly, well, it's stolen. Pass goes across, and Fletcher comes up with it. Now this is Stevens, runs it down the left side. 10-footer, no good. Rebound. Wow, foul's going to be called, I think, on
Wires. I think they're going to get it. Wow. It's going to go against Nolan.
Wow, they're going to call right over the back, but it looked like she was straight up on the ball, so the Streaks get a break there. Nolan picks up her first foul. That is now the 17th foul on Quincy, so we'll walk at the length of the court, and it looks like Sarah Baker is going to go to the line.
It should be Maddie. Maddie should be the one shooting this, I believe. No, they're going
to let Sarah Baker go. Okay.
I thought Maddie was the one that had the best position to get that rebound, and she was the one whose hands the ball almost came into.
So at the free throw line, Sarah Baker with a chance of the one and bonus. First one is up. She will get the bonus. Sarah with 5 points. 6:33 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 27-13.
Sarah only shooting 53% from the line on the season, but she's 4-for-4 so far in this one.
They get 28-13 Streaks as Wires breaks the press, passes to the left wing, and now Stevens tried to get it underneath. Pass knocked away. Ball goes to the floor. Tie-up between Sarah Baker and Fletcher, and the possession arrow points toward the Blue Devils.
Good job by Sarah to get her hands on the ball. Unfortunately, she just was not able to corral. It kind of bounced around off her and then off Fletcher, and then she and Fletcher went to the floor and tied up.
Back in for the Streaks, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Shelby Pacheco, Katarina Mangieri, Jamie Johnson. Again, it comes to the left block to Fletcher. Nice turnaround, baby hook with the right hand. Fletcher with 8, and they get 28-13, Quincy. So Quincy slowly trying to get themselves back into it. Mangieri has it, gives to Ty Peachy, left wing. Swing it right baseline to Jessica Howard. She'll fire the 3, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson. She'll put it up off the glass and got it. Jamie with her first basket of the night. Streaks with a basket and 2 free throws in this second quarter. They now lead 30-13, 5:58 to play. Now a travel at midcourt by the Blue Devils. Another Quincy turnover.
Yeah, it's actually 30-15. I was waiting for them to change that scoreboard because I had Quincy for 4 points in this quarter. I was trying to figure out how they only had it at 13.
Yeah, that is true. They just hadn't put Fletcher's basket up there yet. Out high right side, Jamie Johnson to Ty Peachy between the circles. Right wing, Jessica Howard. Another 3 is up. This one short. Rebound on the weak side. It's going to go off Fletcher last, they say. And a line change for the Streaks is Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, and Sarah Baker will check in. Maddie Boyer will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. 5:45 to play in the first half. Galesburg leading 30-15. In it comes to Sarah Baker, wide open on the right block, up off the glass and got it. Nice pass from Maddie Boyer to Sarah Baker. Sarah with 8 points and make it 32-15 Streaks. Quickly back the other way, Quincy beats the press, but a turnover, a carry called on Darian Stevens. She just got out of control there and couldn't handle the dribble, so the Streaks get it back on a Quincy turnover.
I have Quincy now with 15 turnovers already in the game.
Did Quincy run this full court press down there?
Yes, they have, and they did it against us last year too. It gave us problems last year as well.
Sarah Baker, left wing, fires a 3 and got it. Sarah having a pretty good night. She's got 11, make it 35-15. That is 6 3-pointers for the Streaks. Now Wires runs it down the right side of the lane, lays it up off the glass and in. She's got 4, 35-17. Pass underneath, Bailey Boyer tried to get to Megan Young, but the pass was knocked away. And that's going to go back to the Streaks. Back in, Katarina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, and Jessica Howard. It'll be Katarina Mangieri to inbound from the left baseline. In for Quincy, Anna Lienert's back in. Also, Brianna Schofield back in. And it comes to Jessica Howard, right baseline, goes out to the wing. Now to Ty Peachy, top of the key, back to Jess, right wing. Dribbles left, gives to Katarina Mangieri, out high left side. She'll fire a 3. Got it!
Oh.
And a foul is under the basket against Quincy, I believe. Yeah. Well, let's see. The 3-pointer is good. Katarina stepping to the free throw line, but it's not her that's going to shoot. I believe it's going to be Jamie Johnson.
And this is the foul you do not see very often, because it would be a 1-1 then.
Yeah, that's what the official indicated. No, it should be a 1-1. Oh, wait a minute.
No, it's
they
on
called
Shelby.
It on TV. Oh, Shelby. But wow.
They called Shelby for the push-off, but the ball was already in the air. So
okay. Well, so the Streaks don't get a free throw off of that. Quincy with it, breaks the press, right baseline. Lienerts fires a three, can't hit. Rebound comes down and taken away by Jamie Johnson. Gives way to Ty Peachy. Ty on the run. Gives it across midcourt, left side. Goes to the top of the key. Now right baseline. It goes to Jessica Howard. Brings it out to the wing. Now top of the key. Jamie Johnson. Katerina Mangieri, left wing. Three is up off the back iron. No good. Rebound run down by Shelby Pacheco. Has to save it in. Katerina Mangieri comes up with it. Gets it out left of the center circle to Jamie Johnson. Streaks lead 38-17, 4:24 to play, but they turn it over. A high pass. Ty Peachy tried to get to Kennedy Mangieri, overthrew it. And the Streaks lead 38-17, 4:23 to play in the half. Back in, Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, and Sarah Baker.
Streaks with a 21-point advantage right now, their biggest lead of the game.
Full court pressure again, and it comes to Wires across midcourt. Knocked away by Sarah Baker. It's going to go back to the Blue Devils, though, at midcourt.
Oh, I thought it looked like Shelby got her hand back on the ball and knocked it out of bounds, but then she played it off as if she didn't touch.
Yeah, and I don't think either official had a good enough angle to really see that. On the blocks, it goes to the left side. Fletcher, baby hook up, no good. Rebound comes down to Megan Young for the Streaks. Outlet to Bailey Boyer. Bailey picks up, and her pass knocked away. Sarah Baker able to run it down in the front court. Gives to Maddie Boyer out high on the left side. Back to Sarah. And she'll swing it right of the center circle to Bailey Boyer. Now it goes to Sarah Baker. Now Quincy... I forgot what they're playing here. Fletcher was out high, but the Streaks turn it over. This is Stevens. Runs it down the left side. Leans in. Can't hit, but she's fouled by, I believe, Bailey Boyer.
Yeah, it's going to go against Bailey right here.
No, they called it against Mickey. That's her third. Wow.
I didn't even think Mickey was in on that play. It looked like Bailey Boyer was the one standing there and got a trip. And they're going to call this against Mickey. They must have been calling it earlier in the sequence then.
Yeah, I didn't see if they were indicating. Looks like they're giving her two shots, though. So if it was against Mickey, it would have to be a one and bonus, but they're giving her two. First one is up and good for Stevens. And that'll be her fourth point of the ball game. Make it 38-18, 3:56 to play first half. Second shot away. Bounces off, no good. Rebound, Sarah Baker. Is to Bailey Boyer. Hands right back to Sarah. Bailey nearly traveled with it and now trapped up. And a foul's going to be called on.
Yeah, Bailey's got to be careful right there, though. Bailey had pulled the ball down and had gotten, I believe it was Darian Stevens, right in on her hip. And then Bailey threw an elbow to knock Stevens to the ground. So she got away with one right there. And I don't think Coach DeVoe is very happy right now. And she's demonstrating to the official exactly what happened.
And he's either saying, no, it didn't happen, or he didn't see it. First free throw for Bailey Boyer is up and good. She'll get the bonus. Make it 39-18 back in for Galesburg. Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Katerina Mangieri, Ty Peachy, and Jamie Johnson. Oh, wait, Ty's going to have to wait for we had six players out there on the court. Ty's going to have to wait to replace Bailey Boyer after the free throw.
Yeah, and I think Coach is explaining to her right now it's a one-on-one, too.
Second shot up and good, so now Ty will be able to check in. Bailey with 5 points, make it 40-18 Streaks. Full court pressure, Shelby Pacheco up playing the ball. It'll be Schofield inbound, and it comes to Wires. Wires looks over the defense. She's going to take her time this time. Gets it across midcourt, left side to Stevens. Stevens, top of the key, back out high right side to Wires. Wires on the dribble, penetrates, stops the free throw line, gives on the left baseline. But to Schofield, she puts it up off the glass and got it. Now quickly back the other way. Jessica Howard runs it down on the right baseline. Nope, stepped on the baseline. Pass was a little bit long, and the Streaks turn it over. So Schofield gets the basket. Thought she traveled before she got that shot off on the other end, but nonetheless, Quincy cuts it to 40-20 with 3:25 to play here in the first half. Stevens left wing on the dribble, triple teamed in the paint, and ball knocked away by Katerina Mangieri, and she gets fouled.
Yeah, good play by Kat.
Brianna Schofield with a foul. Nice hustle by Katerina Mangieri, who will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Very nice play. She was able to step in front, steal that ball away, and then push it back up the floor.
Schofield picks up her first. 3:18 to play. And some of these Quincy players look a little bit fatigued, bending over, holding the shorts, and between doing the running the full court press and trying to keep up with the Streaks, it's been a tough night for them. First shot up for Katerina is good. She's got four, make it 41-20 with 3:18 to play in the half.
But I don't know how that's possible, Tom. We haven't seen a lot of up and down action in this one.
That's true. There's been so many whistles. I don't know what the deal is. Second one for Kat up and good as well. Make it 42-20. Streaks now with a 22-point lead, biggest of the ball game. Wires with it. Swings it over to Schofield. Gets it across midcourt, left to the center, circle out, high on the dribble, gives left wing to Lienertz, travel with it, now goes to the floor and gets it to Schofield, now on the right baseline, running into Stevens, can't hit, but she gets fouled, and it's going to go against either Ty Peachey or Jamie Johnson.
I think they're going to get Jamie on this one.
Yep.
And Jamie, unfortunately, was in position to make a nice play right there, but when she went to try to divert the shot, she came down with her arm in the blocking motion, and that usually will get you called for the foul, especially when you catch arm like she did right there.
First shot for Darian Stevens, 5'3 sophomore, up and no good. Back in for the Streaks, Megan Young, Maddie Boyer, Sarah Nelson, Sarah Baker, and Bailey Boyer. 3:01 to play first half. Streaks lead 42-20, looking for their first Western Big Six Conference win of the season. As we actually start the second half of the conference season, second shot no good. Rebound Sarah Baker, and a foul's going to go against Fletcher. Nice job of Sarah blocking out. Fletcher went over her back, got called for the foul.
Fletcher's going to learn that right there. Yeah. She's just got to concede that rebound because Sarah Baker had position. The only thing that was going to come from that was another foul for Fletcher. So she's young. She'll learn that.
11 points for Sarah Baker, and she'll go to the free throw line with two, as that's the 10th team foul on Quincy. First shot is up and good. They get 43-20, exactly 3 minutes to play in the first half. And, yeah, and actually Fletcher looked like she jumps pretty well as well. She's got long arms, but, yeah, like I said, when you get blocked out far enough out, you just have to concede it sometimes. Second shot up, no good. That's the first miss for Sarah tonight. She is 5-for-6 from the free throw line. 43-20, Streaks lead. Cross midcourt, left side, Wires has to run it down on the sideline. And, ooh, a blocking foul called. She looked like, number one, she carried it and then stepped out of bounds. But a block's going to be called on Bailey Boyer. And so it'll be Wires going to the free throw line with a chance of the one of bonus, ninth team foul on the Streaks.
A lot of fouls in this first half.
2:50 to play, 43-20, Streaks lead. Shelby Wires, 5'3 senior at the line, first shot up and good. She'll get the bonus. She's got 5 points on the night.
She had 11 against the Streaks in the last meeting between these two teams.
Well, she's gotten some penetration several times. She's tried to dish off. She had one open layup that she missed. Second shot up and no good. Rebound comes out long to Maddie Boyer for the Streaks. Gives way to Sarah Baker as Quincy picks up with the pressure. Bailey Boyer with it. Back to Sarah Baker in the back court. Cross midcourt right side to Maddie Boyer. Now in the center circle, it's Sarah Baker working against Fletcher. Dribbles right, goes to the right baseline, kicks out to Maddie Boyer. Maddie drives baseline, penetrates, shot up, blocked by Fletcher. Maddie gets it back, kicks out to Bailey Boyer. She'll fire the three out high right side, bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Stevens, and wow, Sarah Nelson got knocked to the floor as Stevens leaned in on her with the elbow, kind of the same thing Bailey Boyer did, and Sarah went to the floor but got called for a reach. That she was just trying to protect herself, really.
Yeah, and on the offensive end there, Maddie is going to have to understand that she's not going to win very many of those matchups against Fletcher. Fletcher, 6'2", jumps well, very long. And Maddie, I believe, is about 5'4", so she's not going to win very many of those matchups on the inside.
Yeah, I mean, she did a good job penetrating, but if you're going to take the shot, you have to pull up about, 11 or 12 feet out rather than trying to get it all the way down on the block.
Exactly, and luckily for the Streaks, Darian Stevens brought some poor free throw shooting up with her up north because she is now 3 for 8.
Yep, now 3 for 8 as she hits the second. Back in for the Streaks, Shelby Pacheco, Katarina Mangieri, Ty Peachey, Jamie Johnson, and Jessica Howard. Full court pressure. Jamie looking for help, gets to Ty, not yet across the timeline, looking for help. Now finally gets it across, just right of the center circle. Gets to Jamie Johnson out high left side. Now to Shelby Pacheco on the blocks. Kicks back out to Jamie. Three is away. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound off the hands of Katarina Mangieri, so it goes to Quincy. That was a nice job by Shelby Pacheco. Got it posted up, but she realized that Fletcher was right on top of her. Kicked it back out for the wide open three.
Yeah, Jamie just needed a little bit more air under that shot. She would have knocked it down.
Wires double dribbled, no call. Gets it across midcourt, gives left baseline to Stevens, drives into the paint, now kicks out to Schofield, and she traveled with the basketball. Streaks will bring it back the other way with 1:56 to play, leading 43-22.
Well, and I think that when Shelby did double dribble, I think it was tipped back into her body by Shelby.
Now Ty Peachey gets pushed. There was three Blue Devils there. It's going to go against which one? Either Wires.
I think it's Steve.
No, it went against Wires, yeah.
Wires. That's her third.
Third foul on Shelby Wires, and Ty Peachey at the free throw line with two shots. Ty hit a three early in the ball game for the streak. She's got 3 points. 43-22, the Galesburg lead. 1:54 to play first half. First shot is away and good. Streaks back in action on Saturday afternoon. We'll make the trip down to Normal. The Streaks will take on the Wildcats from Normal West. Galesburg High boys, meanwhile, will be here at John Thiel Gym tomorrow night to host the Alleman Pioneers in Western Big Six action. Mike Perry, Jim Lee will have that for you. Second shot good for Ty. Make it 45-22. Full court pressure. Wires gets it across midcourt left side. Now pulls back out left of the center circle. Still on the dribble. Goes right. Nice look underneath to Fletcher. Five-footer up off the glass and got it.
She's not going to miss too many of those.
No. And Wires sometimes makes really good decisions. That was one of them right there. Streaks, it looked like they were easily going to break the full court pressure, but they turned it over. And then Jamie Johnson got called for a foul, got called for a push, and I wasn't so sure about that. I thought that Leaners just lost her balance and fell.
But I think there were two bad decisions there. First one was by Kat. She kind of just airmailed that pass into nowhere. And then Jamie dove down to get the ball, but what happened was Jamie hit the ground, Leinert picked the ball up, and Jamie rolled over into her legs.
Okay,
so she kind
of chop
blocked her through the legs as she rolled over her ankles. And that's, I think that's where Leinert got shooken off, too, because she kind of got thrown to the floor once her legs got rolled over.
First free throw up and good for Leinert, and that is the third foul on Jamie Johnson. Back in for the Streaks, Megan Young, Maddie Boyer, Sarah Nelson, Bailey Boyer, and Sarah Baker. 1:34 to play. First half. Streaks lead 45-25. Second shot for Anna Leinert. 5'5 sophomore up, and it is good. And she's going to be replaced by Jordan Eisenberg, a 5'5 freshman.
Well, I'm sure right there Coach DeVoe didn't want to have any more chance at injury with so many players already banged up. She wants to have her her girls looked at by the assistant coaches right now.
Ball tipped away on the inbound, and Streaks will have it from three-quarter court. Also into the Quincy lineup, Navy Ward, a 5'5 senior who Coach DeVoe had said was injured and really hasn't been playing much. Sarah Baker with it back to Bailey Boyer. She traveled with it. Yeah, she turned and saw the defense there, tried to kind of hold up and drug her pivot foot. So the Streaks turned over with 1:24 to play in the first half.
Well, Ward's probably just going to play some quick minutes here, and then she's going to get right back out because, as Coach was saying, she has that fractured vertebrae.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised to see her. And her pass is stolen away by Sarah Nelson, and she gets fouled from behind by Stevens. So we'll walk it back this way. Sarah Nelson will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 1:17 to play here in the first half. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Blue Devils 45-26. Sarah Nelson at the free throw line.
I just got some clarification. That's actually Araya Day out there is numbered 10. That is not Navi Ward.
Okay.
So that would make it a lot more sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of tough to play with a fractured vertebra. First free throw for Sarah Nelson up and no good. She has another 1:17 to play. Second one up. Bounces off, no good. Rebound to Schofield. Outlet to Stevens. Stevens across midcourt. Goes down the left side of the lane. Fires a pass to just up in the air, and Sarah Baker comes up with it for the Streaks. Quincy picking up with that full court pressure again. Sarah Nelson gets across. Nope, it's stolen away by Schofield. She'll run down the right side. Puts it up, blocked by Sarah Baker. And Quincy will have it back on the right baseline. 59.3 seconds to play.
Well, Sarah shows her athleticism on the inside quite often when that ball comes up. Yes, Araya Dade, an interesting first name.
A-R-A-I-Y-A.
She's a freshman.
5'5 freshman. Now the Streaks with a steal on the inbound. Ty Peachy with it. Gives to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Now it's Jennifer Markley, top of the key. Gives to Shelby Pacheco on the left block. Drives in. Baby hook partially blocked by Fletcher. Rebound comes down to Dade. Now pass long, down court pass. Tried to get it to Stevens. She saves it in. And the Streaks have it on the Quincy turnover. Top of the key, Jennifer Markley. She'll fire the three. Bounces around and falls off. Rebound comes down to Eisenberg for Quincy. 25 seconds to play. Schofield across midcourt left side. And trips and falls. And foul is going to be, push is going to be called on Shelby Pacheco. And that is her second foul. And going to the free throw line will be Schofield for Quincy. All the Quincy players out there leaning over, holding their shorts.
Yeah, they definitely look, a lot of players out there look gassed. The student section now getting on Schofield as she steps to the free throw line, and she'll miss the first one.
Interesting delivery on the free throw. Schofield, squats almost all the way down before she comes up. I guess she's getting some legs into it, but that's a little bit much.
Well, it's definitely taxing on the legs.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine by the fourth quarter late in the game that she's going to be able to squat down that far. Second shot off, no good. Rebound comes down to Sarah Baker, and Sarah dribbled it off her foot. So the Freaks turn it over with 19.6 to play.
Well, the turnover situation looked pretty good for the Streaks early going, but now 14 already. The goal is to keep turnovers under 20, so they're going to have a very, very solid second half.
Ty Peachy knocks away the inbound pass, so Quincy will have it now on the left baseline. It'll be Dade to inbound, 18.4 to play, and it comes left wing to Eisenberg. Eisenberg gives back to Dade, now on the blocks. Ball goes to the floor and off the hands of Audrey Holtschlag, 5'7 junior, so the Streaks get it back on another Quincy turnover with 12.7 to play.
Well, if Quincy's goal is to keep under 20 turnovers, they blew that about 3 minutes ago.
Streaks break the full court pressure. Jessica Howard, right wing, fires a three. Thought that one was going to be good off the front iron. Rebound comes down to Dade for Quincy. 1 second to play. They won't even get a shot off, and Ty Peachy knocked it away right at the buzzer. We played one half of basketball. It's been all Galesburg Silver Streaks at the half. It's Galesburg 45, Quincy 26. We'll come back and talk about this one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with shelter insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Live coverage of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I demand the finest. I'm not wasting one of my 9 lives on ordinary food. And there's others just like me, finicky felines whose only interest is a 5-star dish, surf and turf, California roll, and my personal favorite, whole mackerel with gravy. Meow. And some drooling canines are just as choosy. Serve up America's Gourmet Lunchbox and you'll see they can't get enough of the Wild Buffalo Grill, brats and tots, or Grammy's Pot Pies.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all, roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Blue Devils 45-26. Glad to have you along on the halftime show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Well, all Galesburg Silver Streaks in that first half, they jumped out to an early lead, hit some threes early in the game, but I think the biggest thing early that gave the Streaks the lead was that full court pressure. They were really forcing Quincy into some turnovers and getting some good shots off of it, and that's a big difference from when the Streaks played down at Quincy earlier in the season. One of the big things that's really improved with this ball club.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, big things Coach talked about also in the pregame show was the lack of rebounding, the lack of the amount of fouls the Streaks were committing, the amount of turnovers the Streaks were committing. So much better performance, at least so far in this game. They're winning the turnover battle, but they're still turning it over too high of a rate. It's 22-14 right now. And as far as rebounds, they have the rebounding edge 22-18, but where the big commanding rebounding edges is on the offensive boards. Right now, the Streaks are 12, only one offensive rebound at the half for the Quincy Blue Devils.
Halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, scoring-wise for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they were led by Sarah Baker. Actually, a pretty balanced attack from the Streaks, but Sarah Baker with 12 points, including a three-pointer, and 5-for-6 from the free throw line. 3 points for Jessica Howard, 2 for Shelby Pacheco, 3 for Maddie Boyer, 5 for Ty Peachy, 5 for Mickey Rodriguez, 5 for Bailey Boyer, 2 for Jamie Johnson, 5 for Katarina Mangieri, 3 for Megan Young. The Streaks with 7 three-pointers in that first half, and 12 of 17 from the free throw line looks a whole lot better than what they had done earlier in the season at Quincy as well. Blue Devils led in scoring by Jordan Fletcher, the 6'2 freshman with 10 points. Shelby Wires with 5 for Darian Stevens, 2 points for Anna Lienertz, 2 for Stevie Nolan, 2 points for Brianna Schofield. The Blue Devils just 6-for-16 for the free throw line. No three-pointers. I think they attempted just one in that first half that they did not hit.
No, and in fact, they didn't attempt any, because the one that you're thinking of, Anna Lienertz, was actually on the line. They only were going to count it as a two had it gone. But the Streaks did a very good job shooting the ball in that first half. They shot it 55% from inside the arc, 6-for-11, 7-for-29 from distance, so a little bit better than what we've seen, at least recently, where they've struggled at times. They're shooting 24%. Coach would like that up near 30. But the biggest improvement is at the free throw line, 12-for-17, like you were talking about, Tom. And Quincy struggling at 6-for-16 from that free throw line. It's definitely where you can also point to, but biggest thing right now has been the Streaks' ability to create those turnovers, and they've spent a lot of time on their end of the floor.
Streaks were up 26-11 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Quincy 19-15 in that second quarter. We're at halftime. We'll come back and talk more about this one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all, roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service at 929 North Henderson Street, where you can get a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in 5 non-perishable food items to our local food pantry. Tonight, cloudy, patchy drizzle around 27. Tomorrow, cloudy, high of 35, low around 24. Saturday, sunny and 38. Saturday night through Tuesday, partly cloudy, lows around 25, high of 37. And Tuesday night and Wednesday, cloudy, low around 33, high of 44. Currently, it's 38 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team returns home tomorrow night to take on Western Big Six foe Rock Island Alaman. Pregame coverage begins at 7:06 on WGIL.
Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg sophomores victorious over the Blue Devils tonight, 58-37. Varsity leading 45-26 at halftime. As we said, coming up Saturday, the Galesburg High girls will be on the road at Normal West to take on the Wildcats. Eric and I will be there with that action for you coming up on Saturday afternoon, about 2:10 for the pregame. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. They'll play host to the Alaman Pioneers. It's alumni night here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Expect a lot of former players back to check out the Streaks. If you can't be here, make sure you listen right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Streaks with the ball to start the second half. Sarah Baker drives down the left side and gets fouled right away. I believe it's going to go against Lienerts. No, it goes against
Holtschlag,
yeah. So she picks up her first foul on the first team foul in the second half. Inbound comes to Sarah Baker on the right block. Shot partially blocked. Gets her own rebound. Partially blocked again. Can't hit. Now third rebound comes down. It's taken away by Dade. And the Blue Devils will bring the length of the court. This is Lienerts across midcourt. Gets to the right wing to Nolan. She'll drive in. 10-footer up off the glass. In and out and back in for Stevie Nolan. She gets her first basket of the second half. Near turnover by the Streaks as Ty Peachy got tripped up, though. They're going to call the foul on Darian Stevens. That'll be her second, or third foul on Stevens. Second team foul on Quincy here in the first half. Jamie Johnson checks in for the Streaks, gives to Ty Peachy, has it knocked away. The ball goes off of Holtschlag last. And the Streaks inbound on the near sideline.
The Streaks better come out with some energy here. It looks like Quincy's really coming out of the locker room with a lot of energy. They're getting into a lot of passing lanes and deflecting shots.
Katerina Mangieri, left wing, three-pointer up, no good. Ty Peachy with a rebound, put back is no good. Rebound comes down to Holtschlag for Quincy. Off it goes to Stevens. Stevens, by herself, working against the press, gets it across midcourt right side. Still on the dribble, nearly carried it, now lost it off her own leg and goes out of bounds. Just kind of out of control, and the Streaks get it back on a Quincy turnover.
Well, Coach DeVoe must not have been happy with Shelby Wires as she's starting the half on the bench.
Now Ty Peachy does a nice job breaking out of a trap and gets tripped up in the process. Foul goes against Stevie Nolan. That'll be her second. And the 13 foul on Quincy.
I thought for sure that was going to go on Lienerts. I'm kind of surprised Nolan got called for the foul.
I think she was
the last one to the party there.
And it comes to Ty Peachy against full court pressure. Back to Jamie Johnson. Now Katerina Mangieri. She'll get it across midcourt. Ty Peachy now top of the key. Right baseline. Jessica Howard dribbles left. Stops on the wing. Gets to Ty Peachy on the right baseline. Now swings it across to Katerina Mangieri. Now it's Jamie Johnson. Drives in the paint. Gets bumped. Shot blocked. No call. Rebound comes down to Nolan. Gives way to... Oh, let's see. That's Lienerts, and she's going to get fouled. They're going to call it on Shelby Pacheco for the bump. That'll be the third foul now on Shelby. First team foul on the Streaks here in the second half, and a line change for both teams.
Yeah, definitely. Both teams come out with a new five. We haven't seen this out of Quincy much, but Coach DeVoe going right with Coach Massey on the line change there.
Sarah Baker, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, and Maddie Boyer in for the Streaks for Quincy. This is Smith with it. Now gives to Wire. Stops inside the free throw line. 13-footer up and good for Shelby Wire. She's got seven. Make it 45-30 Streaks. Megan Young with it. gets it across midcourt in the center circle, bump to knock to the floor. I don't think they're going to call the foul till Megan actually fell to the floor. I mean, she did put a hip into her.
Yeah, it was who was it that Schofield picks up her second, kind of put a hip into Megan. I don't think they would have called it had she not actually got knocked to the floor.
Bailey Boyer across midcourt in the center circle, gives out high left side to Sarah Baker. Now at high right side, Megan Young, right wing, it goes to Bailey Boyer. Now between the circles, Mickey Rodriguez, a long three-pointer, in and out, no good. She was out 1 foot on top of the volleyball spike line. Across midcourt, left side, this is Eisenberg, goes left baseline to Schofield, and a push is going to be called on, is it Boyer or Young?
Well, I don't know, because there wasn't a foul there, so I'm not sure who they're calling with this one, but
Bailey Boyer, they called.
We're seeing some very touch fouls being called here by the officials coming out in the second half.
They don't like the pace of the game.
Even though it wasn't that fast.
There were so many whistles in the first half, but Shelby Wires gets it, drives in left baseline. Nobody cuts her off. She gets an easy layup on the left side. She's got nine, make it 45-32 now, streaks. They had had, what, a 22-point lead in the first half?
23 was the high water mark.
Okay, now a three-pointer partially blocked by Fletcher from Katarina Mangieri. Now the ball goes to the floor, and it's a tie-up on the baseline, but Wire's feet were out of bounds, so the streaks are going to get it back. Katarina Mangieri to inbound from the right baseline. Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, Shelby Pacheco, Ty Peachy also in for the streaks. And the inbound knocked away by Schofield. And the streaks to trigger again from out further on the right baseline. 5:47 to play third quarter. Galesburg leads 45-32. Streaks have not scored yet here in the third quarter.
No, and they haven't had very many clean shots in the air either.
Ty Peachy out high right side. Now Jamie Johnson out high left side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now kicks out to Ty Peachy out high right side. Ty brings it back out between the circles. Now dribbles right. Picks it up and gives to Jessica Howard out high left side. She'll drive to the right elbow and gives to Ty Peachy right wing. Top of the key or out between the circles. It's Katarina Mangieri. Back out high right side to Ty Peachy. Now it's Jamie Johnson with the top of the key. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Kicks out to Jessica Howard. She'll fire the three from the right baseline. Off the rim, no. Weak side rebound off the hands of Shelby Pacheco. And coming down with it. Oh, wow. Foul called. Is that going to go against Shelby?
I don't know how. If
I don't either. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And well, Shelby wasn't even in that play.
Schofield came down with a rebound. Actually, Schofield had taken the rebound away from Shelby and was going the other way and stepped out of bounds where they had to save it in. But they called Shelby for a push for some reason. I'm not getting that. That's her fourth foul.
Well, and that's going to really hurt the streaks on the inside. They've had enough of a problem. Oh, geez. Wow. And Stevie Nolan just scored at the wrong basket. So.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, wait a minute. The streaks were set up with a full court pressure. So
and now everybody's—they're going to have to try and figure this one out. And Stevie Nolan just got the pass and bounce and put it in, and now she's embarrassed. You can see how bright red her face is going to be. It should be 2 points for the streaks here.
Yep. Well, we got to give it to somebody who did. Sarah Nelson hasn't scored. She's played. I'll give it to Sarah. I'll put a circle on that one.
No, they gave it to Mickey.
Okay, so they
she was the closest
credit.
To
okay,
the play.
She was the closest. Okay. So that's actually the first basket for the streaks of the second half scored by Stevie Nolan of Quincy. I was going to say, wait a minute, did the streaks fall asleep on defense? They were set up for a full court press. It was the Quincy that fell asleep. Now a steal by Megan Young. And she gets,
she was on the end line, or sideline.
Yeah, I thought they were going to call the bump foul, but called Megan for stepping on the sideline there. So the streaks turn right
Stevie
back
Nolan's
over.
Face is still bright red. She's not the darkest skinned of girls either. She's got quite fair skin, and you can definitely tell she's still embarrassed by that play.
And it comes through over and back. Yeah.
No, I thought that was a bad call because.
Well, I thought her left foot had come down in the front court, and then she stepped
well,
in the
back. Well, if that's
court.
The case, if she had already established, but.
Yeah.
I agree with Coach DeVoe. I thought they both came down at the same time, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
The officials aren't really having any of that.
Yeah, so what the official is saying that the left foot came down in the front court, the right one went down in the back court, so they called the over and back on the inbound play. But Coach DeVoe was saying if they came down at the same time, it shouldn't have been an over and back. But the streaks get it back on the turnover nonetheless. Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, Bailey Boyer, and Mickey Rodriguez in for the streaks. This is Mickey on the right wing, drives in, stops, and lost control, and gets called for the travel.
These two teams in the turnover so far. Let's see. That's now 17 turnovers for the streaks. And right now, Quincy's sitting at 25. So we've seen 42 turnovers in this game.
Sarah Nelson, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, Ty Peachy, and Jamie Johnson in for the streaks. Sarah gets bowled over. No call. Quincy gets it across right side. And now, charge is going to be called.
Oh, and Coach DeVoe not happy at all because Stevens. She was trying to get the call against the streaks right there. And because what she said, her player got called for the...
Well, and the only reason that call happened, I mean, she may have gotten bumped as she's coming down the floor, but Stevens was pushed off with that right arm, and that's why she got called for the foul. I mean, it was a pretty obvious push off, and that's now her fourth foul. And that'll hurt Quincy because she's not a great ball handler, but one of the two better ball handlers for the Blue Devils. Full court pressure, Ty Peachy with it, and nearly throws it away. Katarina Mangieri comes up with it, gives to Jamie Johnson in the backcourt. Tracy to get it across, and finally do. Ty Peachy trapped in the corner now, swings it over the left side to Katarina Mangieri. Cat can't hang on to the high pass, and the Streaks turn it back over with 4:11 to play in the third quarter, leading 47-32. Now a line change for Quincy.
This is interesting.
We've never seen a team match Massey in line changes, and that's the second line change we've seen for Quincy in this half.
So Fletcher, Wires, Schofield, Smith, and let's see, Eisenberg in for Quincy. Down it goes on the right side to Fletcher. She gets it up off the glass and in.
She's another good 12. Pass right there by Wires.
Jessica Howard out high right side. Top of the key, it goes to Jamie Johnson. Penetrates, stops at the free throw line, gives to Jess on the right wing. Now top of the key, Ty Peachy fires a three. It's short. Might have been partially blocked again by Fletcher. Now Fletcher on the run, down court right side on the pass from Wires. Lays it up off the glass and got it. She's got two quick ones in the quarter. She's got 14 for the game. Now it's 47-36. And the Streaks turn it over. Long pass knocked away. And now a foul is going to be called. Sarah Nelson, wrong place, wrong time. Has got her feet tangled with Wires that time. So Sarah picks up her third foul. And that's going to be the 14th foul on the Streaks here in the second half. Streaks with one basket in the third quarter, and they did not even score it themselves.
No, they did not. And Coach Massey, who I talked to Coach Massey about this before, I believe it was last game, he talked about the fact that he doesn't have to use as many timeouts because he can talk to the girls when they come to the sideline. Well, I guarantee they're talking right now about what's happened in this game. Is it's just totally turned all of a sudden.
Now Fletcher gets another one down on the left block, up and in, make it 47-38. A 9-point lead was a 23-point lead, and the Streaks still don't have it across yet. Quincy wanted to travel on Maddie Boyer, and now Coach Massey calls a timeout with 3:16 to play, and is this going to be a full or a 30?
It looks like a 30, which I'm kind of surprised by. This would be a good time for you to take a full timeout to kind of settle your squad down.
Okay. No, now the official indicated a full timeout. I don't think Coach Massey ever indicated, and... Oh, well, okay, what are we doing? Okay, it is a full timeout, so we'll take a timeout as well. 3:16 to play, third quarter. Galesburg leads 47-38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
McDonald's new bacon and cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle-cut pig. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom number 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
I'm Will Stevenson. Download the entire State of the State address given by Governor Pat Quinn by clicking on local news at WGIL.com.
3:09 to play, third quarter. Schofield with a steal, had an easy layup and missed it. Bailey Boyer down with a rebound, gives to Sarah Baker. Now back to Bailey out high on the right side. Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez also in for the Streaks. This is Sarah Baker out high right side. Top of the key, it goes to Bailey Boyer. Out high right side, and Mickey Rodriguez fires a long three and got it.
That was well needed right there.
So Mickey with her second three of the game. She's got 10, counting the basket that they gave her because she was close to Stevie Nolan when she scored for the Streaks. Now it's Smith with it. 14-footer from the left side is up and good for Misha Smith. Her first basket of the ball game. Make it 50-40 Streaks. Maddie Boyer gets it across, gives to Mickey Rodriguez. Right baseline, three is away, off the rim long. Rebound comes down to Schofield for Quincy. Gives way to Wires. Wires runs it across right side. Wires on the dribble, hesitates. Nice look to Smith on the left baseline, up off the glass, can't hit. Fletcher down with a rebound, and she gets fouled. I believe it's going to be Sarah Baker that may have gotten a piece of the arm of Fletcher on that rebound. That does go against Sarah. That'll be her first foul on the ball game, and the 15th foul on the Streaks here in the second half.
Well, both teams with line changes yet again.
In for the Streaks, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Sarah Nelson, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton dressed for the Streaks tonight. She has not seen action. She's battling the injury bug. Inbound comes out long to Stevens. for Quincy. Stevens on the dribble right side. Now a bump is going to be called, I believe, on Katarina Mancheri.
Yeah, it's going to go against Kat. And Coach DeVoe finally getting in the official's ear now, trying to get the streaks called for these bumping fouls when they're trying to ride up on the ball handler.
Stevens drives down the right side of the lane, up off the glass, can't hit the shot. Rebound, a tie-up between Jamie Johnson, also Dade and Holtschlag there. Possession arrow points toward Quincy. Dade will inbound for the right baseline. In it comes right wing to Stevens. Stevens penetrates, scoops up a shot in the paint, off the glass, hit nothing but glass. Now the rebound. Ooh, looked like it went off Dade, but they're going to give it back to Quincy, and Dade will inbound once again from the right baseline. 2:01 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 50-40. In it comes to Lienertz. Lienertz spins, puts a 10-footer up. Jamie Johnson down with the rebound. Gets hammered from behind, no call. Now her pass is going to go out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Quincy. Thought the Blue Devils had some hands on it, but when Jamie got rid of the pass, they apparently pulled their hands back.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that was tip. But a bad job by Jamie of bringing that one down to her hip right there. She brought it right where the defense could get to it. She wants to try to keep that ball a little higher, closer to under her chin.
Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Sarah Baker, Bailey Boyer back in for the streaks. This is Nolan, 10-footer up from the right baseline, no good. Baker down with a rebound, long pass to Mickey Rodriguez, stops on the right wing, swings it to Maddie Boyer, left wing. She'll fire the three off the rim long. Rebound comes down to Nolan for Quincy. Nolan gets it to Stevens, long down court pass to Lienertz, and a shot is blocked by Sarah Baker. Nice hustle by Sarah getting back. With
yeah, good, great defense. And they, again, Sarah Baker showing her athleticism, getting to the, under the other end of the floor in a hurry and knocking that one down.
Now another block. Oh, wow. Sarah Baker just blocked a shot of Stevie Nolan about 10 feet out on the right wing. But Sarah gets called for the foul that time. And, yeah, it looked like all ball. Once again, I think the same thing. The arm came down, and so they made the call.
Yeah, it definitely, and we didn't have the greatest view in the world, but it definitely looked like a good block right there by Sarah.
So Nolan to the free throw line. First shot is up and no good. She's got 4 points. Six if you count the two she scored for the streaks.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that in a long, long time.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I did. Really, it didn't. It's usually something that happens maybe in a junior high game.
Well, I remember. And that one's going to be a free throw violation right there.
Yeah, that one hit nothing but the bottom of the glass, so the streaks will bring it the length of the court.
But I remember when I played varsity that it happened in a sophomore game right before we were playing. But that's the last time I can remember it happening.
Bailey Boyer across midcourt, left side on the dribble, swings it right wing to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three. Oh, off the front iron. It was right on target, it looked like. Rebound by Sarah Baker. Puts it up, no good, but she gets fouled. And the foul's going to go against, who was it?
Cohen Eisenberg, yep.
Okay. Jordan Eisenberg picks up the foul. And that is her first 16 fouls now on Quincy here in the second half with 1:18 to play. First free throw for Sarah is up and good. Her first points of the second half. 1:18 to play in the third quarter, and after the next streaks foul, both teams will be in the bonus. Second shot for Sarah up, no good. Rebound tipped away by Mickey Rodriguez. Great hustle play. Mickey tipped the rebound away from the 6'2 Fletcher and then knocked it off of her leg while falling out of bounds, and the streaks will have it on their own right baseline as Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, Sarah Nelson, Jamie Johnson check in with the streaks for the streaks with 1:15 to play.
Very nice athletic play right there by Mickey to get around and get that ball tapped in off of Fletcher's leg.
Inbound pass is knocked away by Eisenberg, and the streaks will have it on the near sideline. Ty Peachy will trigger this time as Quincy picks up in a man-to-man defense. In it comes to Jamie Johnson. Jamie out on the right wing working one-on-one against Smith, and a bump call against Smith. And, you know, Jamie was able to kind of force the contact. They're just going baseline, and Smith was just kind of riding her. And sometimes they're calling it, sometimes they're not tonight.
Well, the unfortunate thing is I don't think, unless it impedes the dribbler, I hate that call because, you know, and it's not a consistent call. And generally, it only gets called when things get chippy.
Yeah.
And there's been just so many calls in this game that, you know, you don't want to see the knickknacks, tic-tac stuff being called.
Yeah, that was one that really didn't affect the play at all because Jamie wasn't really trying to get around her at that point. First free throw for Jamie is up and good. She'll get the bonus. Second one up and good as well. 4 points for Jamie on the night. They get 53-40 streaks. 1:11 to play here in the third quarter. Wires with it on the left wing for Quincy. Now goes baseline. Nice look inside to Fletcher. 10-footer off the glass. Up and good for Fletcher. She's got 8 in the quarter. 18 for the game. They get 53-42. Full court pressure. Under a minute to play. Third quarter. Coach DeVoe looking for a 10 call. Finally,
Carey.
She got it.
Oh.
Yep.
There's going to either be a carry or a 10 call right there. Jamie carried that one to get past the defender.
51.7 to play in the third quarter. Streaks lead 53-42. They turn it over. Quincy will inbound at midcourt. It'll be Schofield inbound. And it comes in the backcourt to Eisenberg. Gets it across midcourt, working against Sarah Nelson. Nearly double dribble. Now to Smith. Gives to Fletcher on the block left side. Left-handed shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes out long to Katarina Mangieri for the Streaks. Runs it across midcourt. Left side. Gives to Jamie Johnson. Left to the center circle. Jamie penetrates. Now kicks out to Katarina Mangieri on the left wing. Dribbles right. Gives to Jessica Howard. Out high right side. Long three-pointer is up and good.
Boom.
Second basket of the game for Jessica. Her second three. Make it 56-42 Streaks. 23 seconds to play now in the quarter. 9 three-pointers in the game for the Streaks. Wires across midcourt right side. Goes to the wing. Now penetrates all the way down. Split the defenders. Got it up off the glass and good. Nice move by Wires, but not good defense by the Streaks on that play. 9 seconds to play. Katarina Mangieri across midcourt left side. Gives to Jessica Howard right baseline. With 3 seconds to play. Stops and fires a three from the right wing. Got it! And we have played three quarters of basketball, and after Quincy cut it to a 9-point lead in the third quarter, Streaks are now up 59-44. We've played three quarters. Streaks lead. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
I can't say that. Out of collision.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson, Chaz Pig, our studio engineer tonight, ready to start the fourth quarter. Streaks lead 59-44. In for the Streaks, Ty Peachy, Sarah Major.
Yeah, that was a delayed call, but it's the right one.
Megan Young and Jessica Howard on the inbound. Ty Peachy had inbounded to Sarah Baker. Sarah handed it right back off to Ty, but she was coming from the backcourt into the front court and didn't get all the way in, so the Streaks turn it over to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's just knowing where you are on the floor right there. Ty's got to know she can't do that handoff that close to the side. Or
pass knocked away by Maddie Boyer. Saved back in bounds by, it was a Holtschlag. Now another bump foul as Ty Peachy dribbling down the right side. The foul went against, I believe, Nolan.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to have anybody left in this game at this rate.
Yeah. So going to the free throw line will be Ty Peachy with a one and bonus. We were just talking about off the air about the fact that this could be a really long fourth quarter with both teams in the bonus now for the whole quarter, and the way it's being called, as tight as it's being called. First one in and out and back in for Ty. She's got 6 points on the night. First point of the fourth quarter. Make it 60-44 streak. 7:50 to play in the ball game. So that foul went against Nolan. That was her third and the eighth team foul on Quincy. Second shot up and good. Ty 4-for-4 from the line tonight. Full court pressure. Cross midcourt right side is Stevens on the dribble and gets bumped on the sideline by Ty Peachy. Now they're going to start calling that every time, it looks like. So Ty picks up her first foul, and going to the free throw line will be Stevens, who, she was 1, 2, 3 out of 8 from the line in the first half. And she'll have a chance at the one and bonus. In for the Streaks, Katarina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson. First shot is up and rolls off no good. Rebound bounces around. Now we have a foul on the rebound. They're going to say that Holtschlag went over the back. I'm not sure about that one. She may have gotten a piece of the arm. I'm not sure. But we'll walk it back the other way. Megan Young goes to the free throw line for a chance at the one and bonus. After this, the Streaks will be shooting two each time.
Well, I'll tell you what, if this game gets close here at the end, the Streaks definitely know who they want to put on the line.
Yeah, Stevens has not had a good night shooting from the free throw line. Megan Young's first shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus. Megan with 4 points tonight. 7:44 to play in the ballgame. 62-44, Streaks lead. Second shot for Megan away, and this one is good as well. So the Streaks 4-for-4 from the line here in the fourth quarter. On the dribble, Lienert gives to Stevens, gets it across midcourt right side, goes to the wing, falls, nearly traveled, and the ball saved in bounds, and right under the basket left side, shot up and no good by Holtschlag. Rebound comes down to Dade, and she puts up a flat-footed 10-footer or 8-footer in the lane and got it up and good. And make it 63-46. Katerina Mangieri now to Jessica Howard, right wing. Now Ty Peachy runs down the right side, kicks back out to Jess. Long three-pointer right side is no good. Rebound weak side off the hands of Megan Young. And Quincy brings it the length of the court back in for the streak. Sarah Baker, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Sarah Nelson, and Maddie Boyer. 7:14 to play. Also a line change for Quincy.
Well, Jess was right on with those two at the end of the quarter there, the end of the third quarter, and then that one she airballed. So, obviously, it's a little to the left.
Yep. Full court pressure for the streaks. This is Shelby Wires across midcourt right side for Quincy. Goes all the way to the baseline, now pulls back out to the wing on the right side. Now out high and swings it across to Smith on the left baseline, and a travel not called on Schofield. Drives into the paint, scoops a shot up, can't hit. Three streaks there after the rebound. Finally, Sarah Baker brings it down and stepped out of bounds as she tried to make the outlet pass. She was trapped by Fletcher and Eisenberg, and she kind of stepped back to throw the pass but stepped out of bounds. 6:50 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 63-46. Schofield inbound. And it comes to Wires on the right baseline. Gets it to try to get to Fletcher on the blocks. Knocked away by Sarah Baker. Maddie Boyer comes up with it for the streaks. Gives to Bailey Boyer on the left wing. Now back to Maddie. Now it's Sarah Baker, top of the key. Picks up, gives out high right side to Mickey Rodriguez. Back to Sarah, top of the key. Pulls out, hands off to Maddie Boyer. Maddie gives to Sarah Nelson on the right wing. Now back out to Sarah Baker. Now it's Bailey Boyer, top of the key. Back to Mickey Rodriguez, right wing. Long three is an air ball. Rebound comes off the hands of Smith, and Fletcher has it for Quincy. Gives way to Wires. 6:20 to play in the ball game. Wires runs it across right side. Behind the back dribble, knocked away by Sarah Nelson. Bailey Boyer comes up with it for the streaks. Now Sarah Baker gives to Maddie Boyer on high left side. Maddie on the left wing. Picks up, gives to Sarah Baker, top of the key. Now right wing, it's Mickey Rodriguez. Three is blocked by Fletcher. Sarah Baker down with a rebound. Somebody was on her arm, and they didn't call that one. As Sarah put that shot up, somebody had a hand across her arm. She couldn't even get the shot off. And now a foul on the rebound called against Sarah Nelson.
Yeah, definitely was impeded, and Sarah doesn't look too happy about that no call. But Mickey and Jess seem to be a little bit off the mark. I don't know if somebody opened a door at that end of the gym, but we've seen three air balls now in the last three shot by the two three-point specialists for the streak team.
So Brianna Schofield will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one a bonus, 5'9 sophomore. She's the one that squats all the way down before she shoots. First one is up and good. That's now 19 fouls on each team, so each will be shooting two from here on out. 6:02 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 63-47. Katerina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy back in for the streaks as the second shot for Schofield is up and good. Now pass at midcourt is knocked away by Schofield. Streaks will have it at the timeline. Ty Peachy to inbound. And it comes in the backcourt to Jamie Johnson. Back to Ty Peachy across midcourt right side. Ty gives to Megan Young on the right wing. Megan looks over the defense, puts on the floor, gets to Jamie Johnson, top of the key. Now it's Ty Peachy out high left side, finds Megan Young under the basket, left side, can't hit, but foul's going to go against Eisenberg. And Megan Young goes to the free throw line with two shots. Eisenberg picks up her second. Now 10 team fouls on Quincy with 5:47 to play in the ballgame and a 63-48 streaks lead.
Megan Young came into the game shooting 64% from the free throw line on the season.
And she's having a good night tonight. She is 4-for-4 thus far in the ball game. She's got 6 points. Make it 64-48. Second shot away and good as well. 65-48 streaks. Quincy breaks the full court pressure. Left baseline. Smith tried to get it on the blocks to Fletcher. Knocked away by Jamie Johnson. Ball goes to the floor. Now squirts out. Wires gets it. Now to Eisenberg under the basket right side. Shot up off the glass. No good. Fletcher can't hold on to the rebound. Tipped away and taken by Jessica Howard for the streak. Jess on the dribble across midcourt right side. Gets to Ty Peachy out right at the center circle. Now Jamie Johnson with it. Top of the key. Dribbles right. Kicks out to Jessica Howard right wing. Now it's Ty Peachy. Drives down the right side of the lane. Gives to Jamie Johnson right baseline. Puts up a three. Blocked by Fletcher. Rebound goes to the floor. Fletcher finally picks it up and tries to get the Wires. Overthrows her at the Streaks bench, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks will have it back with 5:12 to play as Jennifer Markley, Sarah Baker, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, and Maddie Boyer come in for Galesburg.
Well, Quincy's taking better care of the ball as they had 11 turnovers in the first quarter, 11 turnovers in the second quarter, and so far they've only had 8 in the second half. So 30 turnovers on the game, but their rate is improving.
Bailey Board inbound from just in front of the Streaks coaching staff. 5-12 to play. In it comes to Sarah Baker. Hands off to Bailey Boyer. Kicks out right wing to Mickey Rodriguez. Three is up and good. Mickey with her third three of the ball game. Make it 65-51 Streaks. 11 threes in the ball game for the Streaks. Right baseline, Nolan with it. Stops, fires an 8-footer. Air ball. Rebound comes down on the weak side. It hits off the bottom of the glass. And a foul called on Quincy for something after the rebound. The foul went against Anna Lienertz. Lienertz had gotten the rebound on the missed shot, and she put it up. She was under the backboard and hit the bottom of it on her shot. Sarah Baker came down with the rebound, and as the Streaks started to go up court, they blew the whistle. I really didn't see any contact.
I didn't see any contact either. Maybe she breezed by her, but that's about it, as Sarah's at the free throw line now. And
first
I was
one.
About to say she's having a good day, but now she's missed three of her last four.
So Sarah Baker with two shots into the Quincy lineup. Brooke Martin, a 5'4 junior, as she replaces Dade. 4:50 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 65-51. Second shot for Sarah Baker is up, and it is good. 14 on the night for Sarah Baker, 69-51. And Lienertz just totally lost the handle on that one, went up and down with it as she tried to make a pass. And the Streaks get it back on another Quincy turnover, 4:46 to play. I don't know, maybe Coach DeVoe is going to adopt this style now. Maybe she's liking it. I don't know. In it comes to Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing. Back to Bailey Boyer out high right side. Now gets to Sarah Baker. She's going to take it all the way down the left side of the lane. Pulls it back out. Gets to Jennifer Markley on the left wing. Jennifer looks over the defense. Now gets to Bailey Boyer between the circles. Bailey on the dribble. Nearly at her pocket. Picked by Stevens. Gets to Sarah Baker. Now Jennifer Markley. Back to Bailey Boyer. Give and go to Sarah Baker. Right side up off the glass. Got it. First time we've seen that play tonight. And it worked. And make it 72-48 Streaks. 4:20 to play in the ballgame. Stevens on the dribble all the way down the left side of the lane. Put it up no good. But a foul's going to be called on Bailey Boyer. May have gotten a piece of the arm as Stevens took it up. But if you're the Streaks, you don't mind putting her at the free throw line so much.
No, she has not shot it too well from the free throw line.
Three out of four, five, six, seven, eight. Three out of nine from the line for Stevens tonight. 5'3 sophomore. Hey, she put one up and in that time, though. Back in for the Streaks, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, Katarina Mangieri, and Megan Young. 4:18 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 72-49. Darian Stevens, 5'3 sophomore guard at the free throw line for the Quincy Blue Devils. Second shot is away, and that one's off the back iron, no good. Megan Young with a rebound for the Streaks. Looking for some help, trapped up, now gets to Ty Peachy. Ty trapped in the corner, now triple teamed. Now dribbles out of pressure. Goes down the left side, has it knocked away by Stevens. Streaks will inbound from just in front of the Quincy bench with 4:07 to play in the ball game.
Well, she dribbled out of pressure, and then she dribbled right back into it. Right there, once she got about halfway up the floor, you want to try to find a pass.
Inbound comes to Ty. On the dribble, gets to Jamie Johnson, still in the backcourt. Now across midcourt, left side, Katarina Mangieri. 3-on-2 break. It's Megan Young back out to catch. She'll fire the three from the left baseline, off the rim short. Rebound tipped out long. Katarina runs it down. On the sideline, gets bumped by Lienertz. And Katarina Mangieri will go to the free throw line with two shots. Cat with 5 points on the game, a three-pointer, and 2-for-2 from the free throw line. 3:50 to play. Lienertz picks up her fourth foul.
Kat doesn't make too many trips to the free throw line. She is now she's now with that miss, 3-for-9 on the season. She came in 1-for-6, 2-for-3 so far in this one.
Whole line change for the Blue Devils as Fletcher comes back in along with Wires, also Schofield, Smith, and let's see, a new player. He was at the Caleb Bartz, I believe, checked in. A 5'5 junior. Second shot up and good for Katarina Mangieri. Make it 72-49 Streaks. Three-quarter court press. This is Wire still in the backcourt. Now gets it across to Smith on the left wing, and she traveled with it before she drove into the paint, and the Streaks get it back on the Quincy turnover. 3:40 to play.
Well, I'll tell you what. If the Streaks didn't turn the ball over so often, this would be a totally different game.
Yeah, I mean, still a big lead
right,
for the
excuse
Streaks.
Excuse me, the Quincy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If Quincy didn't turn the ball over, it'd be a totally different game as they just keep shooting themselves in the foot every time they get close.
Jamie Johnson just got fouled on a three by Wires. No call, but the rebound comes down to Mangieri. Now it's Howard with it on the right wing. Gives to Jamie Johnson out high right side. Back to Jessica Howard. She'll fire the three and got it. That's her fourth of the game, and that is 12. One more for the free triple cheeseburgers for those fans with their
with their three ridiculous shirts. Now a steal by Jessica Howard. 76-49, Streets lead, 3:08 to play. Right wing, this is Howard with it. She's going to stop and, nope, thought about the three. Now they closed out on her. Gives to Ty Peachy. Back to Jess. Now top of the key. Jamie Johnson fires a three off the back iron. No. Rebound comes down to Smith for Quincy with just under 3 minutes to play. Wires with it. Cross midcourt. Gives to Smith. Now back to Wires between the circles. She'll dribble right. Spins into the paint. Traveled. No call. Shots no good. Fletcher down with a rebound up off the glass and got it. That's her first basket in the fourth quarter. She's got 20 in the ball game. Make it 76-51. Streaks, 2:38 to play. Back in for Galesburg, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and Maddie Boyer. Streaks had it knocked out of bounds on the sideline. They'll bring it for three-quarter court. Bailey Boyer hands off to Sarah Baker in the backcourt. Sarah across midcourt, left of the center circle. Picks up, gives to Bailey Boyer inside the center circle. Now right wing, Shelby Pacheco. Gives out high right side to Sarah Baker. Now at high left side, it's Maddie Boyer. Bailey Boyer now swings it over to Mickey Rodriguez. Streaks look like they're going to work a little clock here. Maddie Boyer on the dribble between the circles. Picks up, ball nearly stolen away. Sarah Baker comes down with it. Kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez. Right wing, three-pointer is short. Rebound comes down to Fletcher for Quincy. 2:05 to play in the ball game. Stevens with it in the backcourt across midcourt right side. Travel with it again, no call. And the pass stolen away by Bailey Boyer. Now Bailey has it knocked away from behind and stolen by Wires. Nobody helped Bailey out on that one. And now Bailey's going to get called for the bump on the near sideline. I mean, we could see Wires coming up behind her. Bailey couldn't see her, and none of her teammates helped her out on that one.
No, and I think that's five on Bailey.
Oh, no, they're saying that's only four on her. Okay.
Well,
Shelby Wires will go to the free throw line with two shots now for Quincy. 11 points on the game for Wires. And as five Streaks will wait to check in. 1:51 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 76-51. Shelby Wires, 5'3", senior guard for the Blue Devils. First shot up and good. She's 2 for 3 from the line tonight. In for the Streaks, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, Ty Peachy, Megan Young, and Jamie Johnson. 76-52 Streaks lead. They'll be back in action Saturday afternoon at Normal West against the Wildcats. Eric and I will be there with the action. Second shot bounces off. Jamie Johnson with a rebound. Gives to Ty Peachy. Ty across midcourt left side. Left wing, Katarina Mangieri. Thought about the three. Puts on the floor. Gets to Jamie Johnson. Jamie dribbles right from the top of the key and had it swiped away by Wires, but Wires gets called for the reach, and she has a smile on her face after that one, so she must have known she got a piece of Jamie, and Jamie Johnson goes to the free throw line with two shots. Jamie with 4 points on the night. She's 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 1:41 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 76-52. Another four-day weekend for the for District 205 as they're off tomorrow, the end of their semester, and then, of course, Martin Luther King Day on Monday. First free throw up and no good for Jamie. Galesburg High boys will play twice on Monday in the Martin Luther King tournament. Now, on the girls' side of the tournament, there are a couple of games, but the Streaks aren't involved. There's one at Peoria Central, one at Morton. This is Stevens, runs it down the right side, lays it up off the glass, can't hit, rebound tipped out by Jamie Johnson. Katarina Mangieri has it. Cat on the run across midcourt, swings it to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Now it's Ty Peachy. She'll fire a three out high right side off the rim. Short, right on target, but short. Rebound comes out long. This is Lienert on the run left side. Spins on the right wing. Lost the handle on it. Goes to the floor. Stolen away by Jessica Howard. Jess gives to Ty Peachy across midcourt. Now it's Katarina Mangieri. A long three from out high left side is long. And the rebound tipped out by Fletcher, and the Streaks will have it on their own left baseline. The fans are wanting that 13th three-pointer.
Yes, they are. And this is where you're in the iffy area, though. You don't want to look like you're running it up on a team. And shooting three-pointers when you're up by 24 with a minute to go isn't always the cleanest way to play a game.
And the three-pointer from Mickey Rodriguez looked like it was partially blocked. Rebound goes to the floor. Possession arrow points toward Quincy as Sarah Baker got in there and tied it up with, I believe, Lienert. Now a steal on the inbound. Mickey Rodriguez kicks out to Paige Klink, who's in for the Streaks. Mickey with a three right baseline, no good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Pacheco. Kicks out to Mickey, top of the key. Paige Klink fires a three off the rim, no. The rebound comes down to Lienert. Down court it goes to Fletcher. She's going to beat the Streaks down the floor. Lays it up off the glass and got it. Fletcher with 22. Make it 76-54. 42 seconds to play. Long down court pass, Shelby Pacheco under the basket. Kicks out to Mickey. Three-pointer, right baseline, up off the back iron, no good. Sarah with a rebound, kicks it out again. Mickey with the three from the right wing, and got it.
There it was. The Streaks had at least three shots right under the basket. Rather than taking the shot, they kicked it out for the three. Make it 79-54. Back the other way. Stevens drives in, lays it up off the glass, and got it. 17 seconds to play. Sarah Baker across midcourt gives to Maddie Boris. She'll fire the three from left wing. Long rebound, Shelby Pacheco up off the glass and got it. Shelby with her fourth point. Make it 81-56. Streaks, 4 seconds to play. Wires long downcourt pass. Actually stolen away by Maddie Boyer. She'll fire a three at the buzzer off the back iron. No. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks have picked up their first Western Big Six Conference victory of the season. Galesburg 81, Quincy 56. Streaks now 13-8 on the year, 1-5 in Western Big Six play. Quincy falls to 10-7 and 2-3 in the Western Big Six. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll talk about this one, run down some statistics, and get a chance to talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Final once again, Galesburg 81, Quincy 56. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I demand the finest. I'm not wasting one of my 9 lives on ordinary food. And there's others just like me. Finicky felines whose only interest is a 5-star dish. Surf and turf, California roll, and my personal favorite, whole mackerel with gravy. Meow. And some drooling canines are just as choosy. Serve up a Merrick's Gourmet Lunchbox and you'll see. They can't get enough of the Wild Buffalo Grill, Brats and Tots, or Grammy's Pot Pies.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Love's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Love's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro.
when you choose Dyna-Gro Seed and CPS, you can be sure you are getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Dustin Weber with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 337-4516.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service at 929 North Henderson Street, where you can get a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in 5 non-perishable food items to our local food pantry. Tonight, cloudy, patchy drizzle around 27. Tomorrow, cloudy, high 35, low around 24. Saturday, sunny 38. Saturday night through Tuesday, partly cloudy, lows around 25, high 37. And Tuesday night and Wednesday, cloudy, low around 33, high 44. Currently, it's 38 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin postgame show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at John Field Gymnasium, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeated the Quincy Blue Devils. Final score, Galesburg 81 and Quincy 56. Glad to have you along here on the post game, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey in our post game coaches interview, brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. Coach, an interesting game tonight, and I thought really you guys got off early, and yes, you did hit a couple threes early in the game, but the big thing, Eric and I talked about this at halftime, the big thing was your defense, your full court press was so effective early in the basketball game, causing some turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, I think the obvious is that if Wire isn't handling the ball, they don't have a ball handler. And I thought we did, early they had her taking the ball out of bounds, which was great for us. And then later, I think we denied her the ball, and then other kids got it, and it was a real battle for them. And so that was a positive. And I thought, when they kind of made a run, we were not doing a great job keeping the ball on the sideline. But I thought, the two Boyers were the ones that one of their shifts there in the fourth quarter, they both just let her keep dribbling up that right sideline and just contained her, and then we got it that way. But it was one of those games of, I don't know if I think it was in the pregame here talked about, I think we had the first Quincy game. I think we had the Carthage game. I'm not sure. Alleman game was one. We've had about four games where all of a sudden it's just, if you charted fouls, there's just an abnormality where, most of the games, our foul totals are, something around between two teams about 35, and then all of a sudden these jump up. So it was a different game. Luckily, we made free throws tonight.
Yeah, you did a really nice job from the free throw line. I guess it was interesting the way it was being called. I don't know if this one of those situations where the officials didn't like the pace of the game. They wanted to slow it down. But, gosh, the bump calls, and obviously you talked about Wires and how quick she was dribbling along the sideline. But both ways they were calling this little bump that, and we talked about it up here, unless it really impedes your progress, why make that call? And it seemed like more often than not, it should have been a no call either way.
Yeah, I mean, normally it's not. But to their credit, I don't think there was anything inconsistent in terms of what they did. So I think, it's a case where probably both teams, failed to adjust to how it was called that way. But, I thought that third quarter was just miserable for us. But, Jessica kind of broke out of it and hit some big shots there at the end of the third quarter. It made a difference.
Well, yeah, you had been up by 23, and then that third quarter, actually, your first basket came from one of their players who inadvertently made a basket for you. But then, like you said, Jess hit a couple of threes, and I think Mickey had hit one in the third as well. And, like you said, free throws, very good. And I guess it's that whole thing we talked about, them keeping their composure after being up by 23. They cut it to 8, and then you still come off with the big victory, keeping the composure and not getting rattled when they made their comeback.
Yeah, I mean, early in the year we would have probably that way. And I thought we adjusted our press back. The girls did a nice job with that. And it is interesting, the kid, hits that bucket and banks it in.
Yeah.
What you're hoping for is that in the confusion, if what should happen is that you're hoping that the next kid inbounds it quick again and they score again, but the ref stopped it there. Because I really was afraid the way they were kind of acting, as if, you know, they were going to disallow the basket or something. And it's like, no, we want credit for that one.
Well, a good victory here tonight. I guess it's something that was even interesting for us that you probably won't see too much, that at some point Coach DeVoe decided she was going to run line changes like you do. And, you know, they were picking up with at least three-quarter court pressure, even on missed baskets like you do. But it seemed like they were getting a little bit more fatigued, though, as well.
Well, you know, I mean, this summer we had teams that would do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that would kind of start and sub off and like that. And with Coach Peachy, obviously, Ty's dad, that I remember once he made the comment, and I think it's very valid, of just said, you know, that if they want to do that, that's great, because they're not doing what they practice and what's normal. And, you know, it's the chances are reduced then that you're going to be successful.
Coming up on Saturday, you've got Normal West, a school with some pretty good tradition. How are they this year?
They're pretty good. This is kind of the year I think they've been kind of shooting for, that they've beaten Bloomington fairly easily. And we know, you know, Bloomington's beaten us fairly easily three times in the last 2 years. So, it'll be a challenge for us. But, you know, it's nice non-conference being able to do that. And we're playing pretty well now, so anxious to see how it goes.
A little bit different situation. No game on the Monday of Martin Luther King Day for the first time in several years, as the boys are going to be playing a couple here in the Martin Luther King tournament.
Yeah, we're taking the day off for Mickey Rodriguez's birthday, so she can celebrate it, I guess.
Big party somewhere. Coach, thank you very much.
Yeah,
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Galesburg Silver Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game. Interview brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. We'll take a timeout. Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Quincy Blue Devils 81-56. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification about job vacancies here at WGIL, please notify Roger Lundeen at P.O. Box 1227, Galesburg, Illinois 61402, or email us at jobs@galesburgradio.com. Call 342-5131 for more information. WGIL is an equal opportunity employer.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline ENT in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. Live coverage of GHS girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Back here on the post-game show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Todd Aerith along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Quincy Blue Devils 81-56. Streaks now, I believe, just one three-pointer shy of the state record for three-pointers made in a season. And we've got a lot of season to go still, so no doubt that that's going to happen on Saturday. And I believe they were right there as far as attempts as well. That I'm not sure how many attempts we had tonight and where we were at as far as the record for attempts went. But what a good night for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They outscored Quincy 22-12 in that fourth quarter, after being outscored 18-14 in the third, and having Quincy cut a 23-point lead down to 8 in the third quarter. Streaks come out with the 81-56 victory, their first Western Big Six Conference victory of the season as well. So they're now 1-5 in the Big Six and 13-8 on the season. Time to take a look at our post-game final stats brought to you by Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg. Streaks with three players in double figures. They were led by Sarah Baker with 16 points, including one three-pointer, 7 for 10 from the free throw line, 16 for Mickey Rodriguez, including four three-pointers, and actually got credit for a basket that was made by Stevie Nolan from Quincy, as Mickey was the closest player there, and Nolan put it in on the streaks and end of the floor inadvertently. 12 points for Jessica Howard on 4 three-pointers, 4 points for Shelby Pacheco on a couple of baskets, 3 for Maddie Boyer on a 3. Actually, that was our first basket of the ball game. 7 points for Ty Peachy. She had a 3-pointer, and she was 4 for 4 from the free-throw line. 5 points for Bailey Boyer, including a 3-pointer and 2 for 2 from the foul line. 4 points for Jamie Johnson on a basket, just 2 for 6 from the free-throw line for Jamie. 6 points for Katarina Mangieri, including a 3-pointer and 3 for 4 from the free-throw line. 7 points for Megan Young, including a basket and 5 for 5 from the free-throw line. Sarah Nelson did not score. She was 0 for 2 from the line. I had the streaks 23 for 33 from the free-throw line. It was the freshman Jordan Fletcher leading the way for Quincy, the 6'2 freshman with 22 points. 12 points on the night for Shelby Wires. Stevens with 8 points. It was Lienertz with just 2 points on the night. 4 points for Nolan and 4 points for Schofield. Also a basket for Smith, a basket for Dade off the bench for the Blue Devils. Streaks ended up, what do they have? Ended up with 13 threes on the ball game.
Yeah, very good game. And again, like you were talking about, as far as 3 points made in a season, they are just one short, so they will most likely hit that Saturday. That record currently held by Prairie Ridge, who did it in the 99-2000 season. They had 260, streaks sitting at 259 as we speak. They did surpass handily the record that was set before, which was by Hersher, an old River Valley Conference school. They're now in the I-8. They had shot up 963 back in 2007-2008. The streaks took 55 today, so they are now at 989 on the season.
Wow.
So bested that record by 26 already. So a good amount going in the air. Now they are, like I said, 13 of 55 today, 9 of 19 from inside the arc, 23 of 33, as you stated, from the free throw line. So, but the rebounding story, again, in the streak's favor, 45 to 40, a narrow margin, although a lot of those rebounds offensive, which is where coach wants to keep them, 23 to 7, they won the offensive rebounding battle. 34 to 25 turnovers. Quincy with the 34, 25 for the streaks. Again, the streaks want to be a little less than that. You do not want to be above 20, is what Coach Massey is shooting for with this system. Usually you're looking at about 15, but with this system, he understands it's going to be a little bit higher. So pretty much all around good day for the streaks tonight.
Final score once again, Galesburg 81, Quincy 56. We'll come back and wrap things up. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team returns home tomorrow night to take on Western Big Six foe Rock Island Alaman. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:06 on WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tommy Erdeth, Eric Gibson. Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Quincy Blue Devils 81 to 56. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This young lady, just an all-around outstanding game. 16 points and what was it, 13 rebounds? Is that
13
right?
13 rebounds, 8 from the offensive
wow.
end.
A three-pointer, 7 for 10 from the free throw line. Sarah Baker, just really an overall outstanding performance. They actually had a couple of block shots on top of it as well.
Yeah, and she showed her athleticism. This is the kind of player Sarah Baker could be on a night-in-night basis, and that would really help the Streaks because, obviously, they've got their outside shooters. Mickey and Jess have done a good job, and with other players, obviously, chipping in offense or inside. Shelby's done a good job. You generally want to have some balance, though. You want to have a slasher that can get in there and get some points off the dribble, can play inside and outside, and that's exactly what the game Sarah Baker has. She came into the game averaging 8.6 points, 6.3 rebounds. Most of the season, she's been above double digits in points. So if we could see some more performances like this, because she's definitely capable of it, I think it's really going to go a long way for this team, who now sits at 13-8 and much different than we were looking at a couple weeks ago when the team had sunk down and you were hovering, I believe, at 7-6 was about where we were. And then all of a sudden they got some wins and have been playing some pretty good ball. 6 of the last 8 have been wins. Or 7 of the last 9, excuse me.
So a good night for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. First victory in the Western Big Six Conference, which obviously you have no chance of winning it, but it's still nice. I mean, you got a chance to, you know, win several games. You'll have Rock Island here in this gym. You'll have Alleman here in this gym. We'll have to go to United Township and Moline, obviously, which will be tough. But, you know, you never know. If you come out and play well, play the way they've overall been playing as of late, and you could win at least a majority of those games in the conference.
Right, and that's definitely contrary to what Doug Green put in the Quad City Times. He stated that the Streaks only have one more home game after this. Actually, it's 2-2. They yeah. have Rocky here, and they do have Alleman here. And I definitely think, and with UT losing Shanice Morrow for the yeah. rest of the year, as we talked about with both coaches before the game, she's one of the better players we've seen here at Thiel. And so that makes UT maybe a winnable game up there. So now you're looking at, you know, if you can pull off a win against Rock Island, I think is a winnable game here. It was a winnable game at Rock Island. Yeah. We went into the fourth quarter with a lead there. UT with a win, and then, you know, it doesn't look near as bad. You maybe finish with 4 wins, and you probably consider that a success after going 0-5 in the first half of the schedule.
You bet. So, once again, the Streaks come out with a win tonight. First win of the Western Big Six Conference. They'll be back in action on Saturday afternoon down at Normal West. Airtime at about 2:10, 2:30 scheduled tip-off. The Streaks against the Normal West Wildcats. Galesburg High boys tomorrow night play host to the Alleman Pioneers. It's alumni night here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will have the action at 7:06 tomorrow evening. And then on Saturday, the Streaks boys will play a couple of games, and then they'll also play on Monday as well in the Martin Luther King tournament. The girls will be taking the day off. Thanks to our studio engineer Chaz Big for his help tonight. Final score once again: Galesburg 81, Quincy 56. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.